One of the most delicious things you can bite into is a banh mi sandwich. Now, this is the everything sandwich from Vietnam. And everything means that you've got a stubby baguette stuffed with wonderful contrasts, like creamy and crunchy, savory, sweet, and tart. And then you've got the bite of fresh chili against those cool green tastes of fresh herbs. Now, if you know the right codes, you can make a banh mi that's as good as anything from a Vietnamese sandwich master. Vietnamese food expert Andrea Nguyen has written the manual. It's called the Banh Mi Handbook, Recipes for Crazy Delicious Vietnamese Sandwiches. Andrea, good to have you back with us.
Thank you so much, Lynn.
Now, just a little background on the sandwich. I know the French occupied Vietnam for almost 100 years, if I recall. So is this sandwich French or is it Vietnamese?
Well, you know, Vietnamese food is just inherently this hyphenated cuisine. So, you know, it's got the influence from China, so East Asia, Southeast Asia, South Asia, and then here come the French. And when they occupied Vietnam, they brought along their ideas, including, you know, baguette culture. And somehow along the line, the Vietnamese started baking baguettes. And I'm not quite sure how they turned out those beautiful, lofty baguettes, but they did. And people started lining them with pâté. And then the 1940s around Saigon, they started putting in different kinds of Vietnamese charcuterie, and then pickles and chilies and cucumber and cilantro. And they would like smear mayonnaise or butter on the bread. And then they would also kind of like do this Jackson Pollock treatment with maggi seasoning sauce, which is sort of like this soy sauce condiment that the French brought to Vietnam.
And what does banh mi mean?
It's a funny word because it means bread. It also means sandwich. And so, you know, it's like a shortcut for saying sandwich. And when we say banh mi, we can mean, you know, it's bread. It could be sliced bread. It could be a baguette. But over time, it's become known as like the ubiquitous Vietnamese sandwich.
Interesting. And it really doesn't taste like any other sandwich. It's amazing, the contrast in all those textures and flavors. How do you put together the great banh mi? I mean, what are the absolute essentials of it?
Well, you know, you need a really like light piece of bread. Think of it like the shell of or frame of the sandwich. And go to the supermarket, folks. Don't sweat it too much, is what I tell people, because you can make it out of like sliced bread if you'd like, just as long as it's kind of toasted. Ciabatta, a bolillo roll, a cubano roll, or a supermarket, you know, quote unquote, French baguette.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get bread that's artisanal and chewy with a lovely crust, because that's going to scrape up your mouth. Because what you're going to do next with it is toast it up in the little toaster oven, mm-hmm. and then cut it open and then rip some of the insides out, because you're going to be filling the bread with a lot of stuff. I like to smear mayonnaise and whole egg mayonnaise, please, on the inside of the bread to moisten everything. And then I mentioned, you know, the Maggi seasoning sauce, or maggi, as we'd say it in Vietnamese. And that gives like the shots of umami along with the fatty richness of the mayonnaise. Then from bottom to top, you want to put a little protein. It could be grilled meats, or could it even be tofu or even a fried egg. And then you've got your pickled vegetables, and then your chili slices, your cucumber, and then your herb. And most of the time, that herb's going to be cilantro.
So what's in the Maggi seasoning?
Well, it is, you know, something that was invented in the 1800s in Switzerland by a miller. And at that point, there were a lot of people going into the factories to work because of the Industrial Revolution. So they had less time to prepare meals at home. And so this miller concocted this condiment that would add umami goodness to soups and stuff. And so, you know, it's like just a few drops will help the soup along. And I think that when European explorers went around the world, they brought some of that with them. And so, you know, the French brought that to Vietnam, and the Vietnamese wholeheartedly embraced it as like this kind of, you know, tony import product. And now, of course, you know, you see it at Latino markets. You also see it in American markets. And in the book, you know, I have this workaround that even if you can't find it, you can always make a little substitute using Bragg liquid aminos, which is very, very similar in flavoring.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. That's great. So, all right. So this is how you layer that banh mi, and it's a set way of doing it. What are the absolute things you cannot leave out? The Maggi, I gather, is one of them. What else?
The Maggie is definitely one of them. And, you know, you need this like sweet, sour pickle. Vietnamese pickles are not as tart as Western pickles can be. And so, you know, in your fridge, if you've got a pickle like the classic daikon carrot pickle, then you are ready to make a banh mi anytime.
Mm-hmm.
And the daikon should be cut almost like the size of your average chopstick is what I say. Not too small, not a fine julienne.
Okay.
And then the carrot a little bit smaller than that because you want that texture. A lot of Vietnamese sandwich shops are offering just carrot. And you know, carrot alone is not going to do it for this sandwich. You need that little bit of funk from the daikon.
Yeah, and it does have funk. But that pickle is also great with almost anything. I mean, burgers, omelets, and anything.
You're sounding like a Vietnamese cook, Lynn.
No, I love this sandwich. To me, is one of the most delicious things you can put in your mouth. It really is, and I love the flavors of the pickle. Andrea, thank you.
It's been my pleasure, Lynn.
Andrea Nguyen is the author of the Banh Mi Handbook. Now, she left us with a few recipes to set your bag lunch afire. Take a look at her grilled lemongrass pork banh mi and her shrimp and caramel sauce banh mi. And you're going to find them all at splendidtable.org.